I've been running all over the place. I do a lot of school programs, so, and I travel all over the state with that. But also there are museums and historical societies celebrating the canal bicentennial this year. And I think once July comes, there are going to be, and the fall comes, I mean, there's this PBS, national PBS documentary that's coming out. There is there are going to be some national news focuses on the bicentennial in July. I think once that happens, then people will start to get more curious and interested and seek some of this stuff out.
You talked about going into the schools, which you've done for a lot of different subjects, but yeah. How would you get young kids interested in this topic?
Oh, it's easy. Get them laughing, get them singing, get them moving their bodies. It's a whole sort of a discipline within education. There's a way to take core curriculum, which is subjects students are already learning, and use the arts to bring them into the subject in a way. You know, not every student learns by sitting at a desk, sitting at a chair, and listening. Some students do great with that. Many do not. And so this whole field of what's called arts integration or arts in education is where you bring in an art form and help kids connect with the history. So in the case of the Erie Canal, gosh, you bring a banjo in, you bring a washboard and spoons and the bones, and you get them in kids' hands. You show them what they sounded like, when they were used. You get kids singing along with you. You get kids trying to guess, one of those Raging Canal type songs. You get kids to guess which parts are true and which parts could have never happened on the canal. You just involve them in it, and they can't help but have fun with it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wow, yeah, that was great. And I remember this, and I remember this, and I remember this that he said. You know, so I have the best job in the world doing that.
Yes, you do.
It's the teachers that, boy, they're the heroes. You know, they're there day in and day out. I come in, I'm a special guest for one day. I get the kids having fun with me, and then I leave. But I have 20-some years experience in classrooms doing the kind of work that I do. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Young kids is a little bit different than the older kids, high school kids and so forth. How would you transition that to the older kids?
High school kids I treat more or less like adults in terms of, I mean, you can't ask them to be silly right off the bat. You can't ask them to sing something back to you right off the bat because they're not going to do it. They're self-conscious. And so with high school kids, I warm them up with plenty of sort of humor. The best way to engage a middle school audience is to get a couple of those kids up on stage. There's always a couple who are willing to be goofballs, or who are goofballs, I should say, and who are willing to come right up and make fools out of themselves because it's funny. And so once you break the ice with a middle school audience, it's a piece of cake from there. So it's all how you approach it. In an elementary school with fourth graders, you can just walk in and ask them to sing something. They've never seen you before, and they'll sing it back to you. So that's wonderful, and that's a whole nother way. So, you know, everybody has their own avenue into it, and you just have to be cognizant of that. And we all, people who work in schools, you learn that the hard way. You know, you go in and you ask a middle school audience to sing something, and they don't know who you are, and you haven't made them laugh yet or feel comfortable, and they're not going to do it. You know, they're too self-conscious.
Erie Canal was around a long time before the internet, and this is the digital age now. So I suppose if there's a lot of social media type of activities and a lot of web-based activities that could be helpful in creating this enthusiasm around this.
Absolutely,
event.
Yeah. And I've been doing a fair amount of that myself. I do online programs for schools now, where I'm in my basement with a webcam and a microphone and a laptop, and schools can tune in from. I've had schools from all 50 states on certain events, not Erie Canal related. So, technology has made all this more possible. But when it comes right down to it, I mean, the Erie Canal can be a pretty, or any history topic can be fairly dry to a kid who's not been out in the world a whole lot. And so, music is that bridge that brings them in.
Shall we play some?
Sure.
What do you think?
Sure thing.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go.
Come listen to my story, landsmen one and all. I'll sing to you the dangers of that raging canal. For I am one of many who expects a watery grave. I've been at the mercy of the wind than the wave. Well, we left Albany Harbor about the break of day. If rightly I remember, 'twas the second day of May. We trusted in our driver, although he was but small, for he knew all the windings of that raging canal. But it seemed as if the devil had his work in hand that night. Our oil was all gone, and the lamps, they gave no light. Clouds began to gather, and the rain began to fall. I wished myself off of that raging canal. So sad was the fate of our dear devoted bark. The rain kept pouring harder, and the night it did grow dark. The horses gave a stumble, and the driver gave a squall. We tumbled head and heels into that raging canal. Then the captain came on deck with a voice so firm and sound, saying, "Cut the horses loose, my boys, for fear we'll all be drowned." The driver paddled to the shore, although he was but small. The horses sank to rise no more on that raging canal. Then the captain up on deck with a spyglass in his hand. But that night it was so dark that he could not discover land. He said to us in a faltering voice while tears began to fall, "Prepare to meet your death this night, my boys, on the canal." Good fortune about the break of day. That storm it did abate, and a boat came by that way. Our signal was discovered, and they hove alongside. We all hopped aboard, and for Buffalo did ride. Then said Fred Emmons, "Let me tell you how to manage wind and weather. In a storm, hug to the towpath, and then lay feather to feather. And when the weather is bad and the wind, it blows a gale, just jump ashore, knock down a horse that's taking in the sail. And if you wish to see both sides of the canal, to steer a course for Buffalo, and that right true and well. And should it be so foggy that you cannot spy the track, just bring the driver on board and hitch a lantern to his back." I shipped on board of a lumber boat by the name of the Charles O'Rourke. And the very first thing that they rolled on board was a barrel of Black Rock pork. We fried a chunk for luncheon and a chunk for dinner, too. But it was not so goody good, and it was hard to chew. From Buffalo to old New York, they fed it to poor old me. Then we boiled up the barrel and the rest of the pork, and we had it all for tea.
Can you explain how you're using that?
Absolutely.
How are you making the sound?
This is the jaw harp or the juice harp. All the blacksmiths used to make them. And people, canalers and others, would carry them around in their pockets. It was kind of like your iPod. It came with you and could give you music anytime you wanted. What you do to play it is you hold on to the edges. It's just made out of metal, and it's got this little lever in the middle. So you pull it back, and you let it go, and it vibrates. It goes back and forth. But it doesn't make a lot of sound until you press it up against your teeth. Once you do that, see, it needs a sound chamber. And so once you press it up against your teeth, then your mouth kind of becomes the amplifier, and everybody can hear it. Without the mouth, with the mouth. So the next step is to breathe in and out kind of loud, which gives it some volume and some rhythm. And then I discovered something even better. If you wiggle your tongue around a little bit in there, you can make it sound just like the cartoons, when two people bump into each other by accident.
That's a good point.
This is a piece that the fiddlers used to play. Fiddle was one of the most common instruments back in canal days.